This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Anglers are beginning to catch fish at all of our local lakes and even the big three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. The action there is beginning to improve as well. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, it was Safe Boating Week, and Illinois Conservation Police officers were reminding boaters that safety on the water in Illinois starts with boat operators staying sober and all boaters wearing life jackets. This is something that doesn't have to apply to Safe Boating Week. In fact, it can apply to the entire summer. Illinois' busiest boating season is now underway, and boating and watercraft safety reminders are part of the observance of National Safe Boating Week, which was May 20th through the 26th. It only takes a few seconds to fashion a life belt and wear a life jacket, and it can save your life, said Illinois Conservation Police Chief Rafael Gutierrez. In addition, just like driving a car or truck, staying sober while operating a boat is the law in Illinois. And statistics compiled by the IDNR Office of Law Enforcement shows that there were 73 boating-related accidents in Illinois in 2016, which resulted in 36 injuries and 11 fatalities. The number of boating-related accidents last year was below the five-year average and compares with 74 accidents, with 49 injuries and 14 fatalities in 2015. Annual boating accident statistics are compiled based on the federal fiscal year of October 1 through September 30th. And in enforcing Illinois' boating laws, conservation police officers in 2016 issued 1,721 citations, 5,258 warnings. CPOs made 147 arrests for boaters operating under the influence, which is OUI in 2016. Now, Illinois statistics indicate that 8 of the 11 people who died in boat accidents last year may have survived if they had worn a life jacket or other personal flotation device. 3 of the 11 boating-related fatalities involved alcohol or drug impairment. And Illinois law requires that properly fitting PFDs, which are life jackets or life vests, can be available or should be available for each person aboard a boat or other watercraft. State law also requires that anyone under the age of 13 must wear a life jacket while aboard a watercraft under 26 feet in length, and at all times the boat is underway unless they are below deck under 26 feet in length, and unless they're below deck in an enclosed cabin or operating on a private property. Also, we do have some activities coming up here at the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge. In partnership with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge invites the public to the family fishing fair on June 10th. It's going to be from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. in celebration of National Fishing and Boating Week. The event will feature fishing activities and an educational booths for kids and families, wildlife refuge tours through the Gilbert Lake Division, gifts and prizes in an aquarium tank, and concessions. Fishing materials will be provided. And a nature journaling workshop will be held at 10 a.m. July 8th at the Refuge Visitor Center. Participants will learn the basics of journaling, nature sketching, and an outdoor discovery through observations. A short hike on the Wildlife Haven Trail will provide inspiration for journal entries. And each participant will be provided with a nature journal to take home. Participants should register by July 7th. And for one last adventure before school starts, the Outdoor Explorers Day Camp will be held from 9 to 3, August 8th through the 10th at the Refuge Visitor Center. This free 3-day day camp will introduce children entering grades 3 to 5 through various outdoor activities, including hiking, geocaching, canoeing, bird watching, and much more. Space is limited, so they need to register by July 21st, and children should bring their own lunch and snacks and dress to be outside most of the day. So as you can see, we do have some activities. And we do have some reports here from each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Well, except for Carlisle, so to speak. Carlisle is still falling, looking better, and not really a whole lot to report as far as the best catch being catfish right now. They're catching them in all types of live commercial baits. But the lake is receding after cresting nearly 12 feet above normal on May 13th. Now, as of 10 a.m. on May 23rd, the pool elevation was about 10 feet above normal. So the lake is falling. As the pool levels continue to recede, the Corps of Engineers is working to reopen facilities as quickly as possible. More than 100 campsites at Dam West and Boulder Campgrounds were reopened reopened on a first-come, first-served basis, beginning at 10 a.m. on May 25th. The McNair and East Spillway campgrounds and several day-use areas around the lake remained open, and several private campgrounds around the lake were open as well. The Coles Creek campground and all the beaches there remained closed at all time, or at this time. The Eldon Hazlett State Park had also reopened. Areas inside the state park that were open included the campgrounds, the Apache High Water Boat Ramp, the Carlisle Sailing Association facilities, Hazlett Cottages, and the campground store. The boat ramps open at this time included Dam West High Water Ramp, the Dam East High Water Ramp, Horseshoe Island, Boulder High Water Ramp, Tamalco High Water Ramp, and boaters should be using extreme caution due to the high water level. Many breakwaters and other facilities are overtopped by water, and caution should be used when boating near these and other structures. So really, it's just not a wise idea to go out there quite yet. Let's let the lake fall a few more feet, and that shouldn't take long now. It is dropping. Now, at the Wren Lake, however, we do have some better fishing reported. Largemouth bass are rated good using minnows and spinner baits, worms and black and blue jigs. Reports of fish are being caught around the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Cove, and reports are also coming in from below the dam. They're fishing in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes, and fishing around the bridges and the rocks. The crappie are rated excellent. It's a very good year for crappie at Rend. Using quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs, mealworms, small and medium minnows, shallow water, fishing tractors from shore. You can fish near the structures. Hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Branch, the Sailboat Harbor, the Markham and Coves, and the Ina Boat Ramp. You might try the Jackie Back Branch backwater and breakwater along with the Mine 21 Pond Road. Fish the main lake drop-off areas. And the bluegill action has been good, too. They're catching these on small jigs, worms, mealworms, and waxworms and crickets. From the shore, they're trying the Sailboat Harbor and Mine 21 Road. And they're also fishing shallow with crickets, worms, or small jigs. Fishing in the back of the necks in the flat, shallow banks and along the rocks have been good for bluegill as well. And the channel catfish, there's lots of these fish coming in. They're rated excellent on large minnows and leeches. Various commercial catfish baits as well as night crawlers, and you might try leeches in moving water. Drift fish to flats. Set your line 3 to 4 feet and fish from the shore over the rocks. Try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch, the Jackie Branch, and the North Sandusky Day Use Area. And the white bass, rated only fair at this time, being caught on inline spinners, jigs, and curly-tail grubs. Reports of fish are being coming in around the 154 bridges, and fishing around the rocks and drop-offs have been productive as well. You can fish the shallow bays near the brushy cover. Now, at Lake Shelbyville, the lake has recovered some, and the crappie are rated fair. Spawning conditions right now, the fish are tough to catch due to the high water levels. Often a minnow, and keep moving around the shallows and find them. Walleye and sauger are rated good. They're trolling crankbaits, blade baits, or curly-tail jigs tipped with night crawlers on the outside edges of the weeds. Also, check out the main lake points with the crawler and pink-headed jig. And the channel catfish are rated fair. Some are being taken in the backs of the coves on mud leeches, cut bait, and shrimp. So we do have some pretty good fishing to report, and I think we'll see more of it as these lakes continue to stabilize. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.